question. You might need some unstuckness. I jump into other lifetimes quite quickly, oftentimes a lot of what we're experiencing in terms of blocks or crummy situations is karma. It's related to other lifetimes where we have unforgiveness and we tripped up and we are in imbalance, and I can assist you in identifying why the heck it went on over there. We could do some forgiveness work. You free up some energies, so it's like a luge, and then it moves you forward in this incarnation. So I think we should just start, because you say there are some people that are on the line, and we'll just go for it.
Yeah.
And if I need to explain something that I'm doing, I'll just kind of stop, or in between callers, I'll explain something.
Okay. So first of all, any reading that happens tonight benefits everyone. It benefits everybody, and you may be surprised at some issues that come up that you may be concerned with or wondering about, that someone else gets a reading on and they happen to speak directly to you. So know that that's the way it happens. Right now, Joni, the first caller that we have, really, really special, okay? And I'm going to unmute you, Gwendolyn. It's my sister, Gwen, and it's her birthday today, May 18th. And this is her first time calling in, and so happy birthday.
Thank you, Michelle. I love you.
I love you, too.
Hi, Gwen. How
I'm
can
so
I assist?
Excited. Well, just start talking.
So you'd like an open reading?
I guess so, yes.
Okay, general. Yeah, general reading.
I haven't had a chance to kind of, you know, think about it. Michelle just called me, and I was so excited. And
she's like, get on the air.
Yes, exactly. This happened like 10 minutes ago.
Oh, okay. Okay, so I'll go in for a general reading, and we'll see what they say. They say, they give me, we get images and we have to interpret them. So I see the pictures first, and then they're downloading and telling me what they mean. So I see the scraggly, disheveled housewife doing the dishes. And there's a lot of busyness, and there's a little bit of humdrum, and there's not enough me time, and that your feet hurt, and you're tired. There are people that are saying things to you quite annoying. I gotta say, it's like it's either a picking or a badgering, a poking, and you're going about your, okay, I heard you, okay, and you're scrubbing at a pot while you're hearing this in the distance. So there's something that you need to let go of. There's something that despite the humdrum and the rote behavior, you know, the daily routine, there's someone who's making it more difficult for you to go about your daily business. Does that resonate?
It does.
Okay.
It does.
Now, it doesn't mean break off ties. It means you need to sit with yourself and look at this. You're doing the best that you can. It's not like we can just stop doing the dishes. They pile up. So it's not about going on a work stoppage. It's not that. It's that whoever is doing this picking or poking, badgering or annoying, it makes it harder for you to find a balance and a centeredness. So you need to bring it more to your awareness if you're not already aware of it. If the person needs to be spoken to, go to a peaceful place and say, this hurts. This is difficult for me, and it makes it difficult for me to do what I need to do. I'm doing the best I can.
Okay.
They want to know how you feel about what you just heard.
It's pretty spot on in the fact that you even mentioned dishes and everything. I was doing the dishes today thinking exactly what you told me. And,
wow.
And on the way here to we're having dinner at a restaurant, I was thinking to myself, and I actually said this to the person, that you're killing me. You're just like, you're killing me. I feel like you're suffocating me. And there's nothing I can do to stop it.
Right. Okay, this is called validation. So when you have already gotten you've already done this, you've gone through the motions, and then you hear a reading where they're saying you should do this, you've already done it. We're going to call that validation. It means that you're right on. It means that you've gone in, you're aware, and you spoke up, and that is fantastic. And so that is the key issue right now for you. That's right where you're at. And they say it like, you know, it makes me think of like a football game, crunch time. They kind of say in a way like decision time. It's you need to take a look at this, because when you say something, you're killing me. There's some metaphor in there, like, you know, you're bothering me, it hurts. But also, when a person does something to another person that's negative, it's energy that they're imposing on them. And when the negative energy does actually get absorbed and that person feels like they're being killed, that they're being hurt, it goes in.
Yep.
Goes in emotionally, goes in physically, mentally, and spiritually, and that harms us. Oftentimes people end up either with anxiety, depression, or they end up with a physical illness. They're not doom and glooming you, mind you. They're just saying you need to look at this because they don't want you to go off kilter and get sick and get sad.
Okay.
Let's see if there's more. Okay, so what is this thing with a diet? They could be metaphorical, but do you diet, or are you, like, doing something with food?
Well, I've put on weight, and I'm not happy with how I look.
Okay, I'm going to go in. Okay, so there's the metaphor. You have a bad taste in your mouth.
Yep.
So this situation gives you a bad taste in your mouth. And when a person has a bad taste in their mouth, eating gets screwed up. Oftentimes, if a person has a bad taste in their mouth, they don't want to eat. Things don't taste right, and they might eat less. But in this case, it just is more metaphorical. It means that it becomes there's a food issue here because you have a bad taste in your mouth. Again.
Okay.
Cry if you need to. Punch a pillow if you need to. Speak with a therapist if you need to. Journal if you need to. Exercise, like walking, is a forward motion thing. It gets it out. Or lifting weights or swimming, something where your body's rah, 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 and you're getting this out. The bad taste in the mouth can... You can heal this. When you heal your situation, the body thing, it changes, and then you're better
I just don't see an end to it.
Say that again?
I just don't see an end to it. I don't.
Well, this is where, honey pie, this is where you have control over this. So, do you know the Serenity Prayer?
Yes, I do.
Hold it. Get a copy of it. Put it on a piece of paper and have it in your pocket, in your bra, or in your night table, in your pocketbook, or put it on a post-it. The Serenity Prayer is key because it emboldens a person and it makes them assess situations as to what they in fact have control over.
Great.
I believe you have control over this situation. If you were a prisoner and you were allowed a phone call and you're now on the psychic call line talking to me, I'd say you might not have control over this situation. But I'm doubting that you're a prisoner that was just given your only phone call to a psychic call line. I think that you have control over this situation. Also, no matter what it is, if you feel you can't get out, we always can. We could have no finances, no place to live, no light at the end of the tunnel but miracles happen.
You've hit all three things that I'm worried about.
It's okay because I've been there. You ask for miracles, and I'll talk for myself. I did it, and the miracle upon miracle happened. It's miraculous. So what you do is you call upon them, the highest of the high, and you say, hey, I need you. I surrender. Okay. I need your help. I need your help. And you ask for miracles and watch what happens. People show up. It's outrageous. Situations come up. It's outrageous. And you pray. They know what you want. Yep. They're rooting for you, and they don't want you to feel suffocated where you feel like you're dying. They want us to be successful here. When you know, God helps those who help themselves. It's like one of those things. Do what's in your control. Do you know the Footprints prayer?
I do.
That's another one.
Someone,
Yep. And two sets of footprints on the beach, and then there was one.
Exactly.
God, what the heck? I was walking in my lowest time, you know? I thought you were walking next to me. Oh, my child, it was then that I held you. And then you just burst out crying every time. Footprints prayer is another one I recommend for everyone when they're at a low. You need to imagine you're in the palm. Go in the palm.
Yep. Can I ask you about my son?
Pardon?
Oh, I'm sorry. What was the last thing you said?
Bifei Rei in Godzilla's hand. Not Godzilla. Boy, King Kong's hand. Bifei Rei in the palm. I'm going Godzilla. I'm dating myself with my 1960s, 70s Japanese monster movies. I'm sorry. I got a little excited here. Bifei Rei. But don't be afraid, because King Kong loved her. Remember that.
Yep.
Just imagine the big palm. Palm of God. You can do this. You can do this.
Okay. Can I ask you
and affirmations,
son?
And I'll leave you with this. Yeah, pencil, paper?
I don't.
Is it anywhere around? If not, this is in podcast. Or Michelle, can you write this down for your sis?
Yeah, I'm writing it down.
Writing, okay, here we go. These are the affirmations. She's going to text you, message, call, whatever. I am strong.
Okay.
I am able. I am worthy. I have sanctity within. I have unrelenting charm. Evidently, honey, you're a charmer. You are a charm, honey. I don't know if you know it, but my charm is relentless, whichever way you want to say it. They think you're a charm, and you need to know you're a charm. I am a charm. My charm is relentless, or I have unrelenting charm. And let's see what else. And I can do this. I can. I am able. So these are all the things that you can do. You can say these things. You can look in the mirror. You can hold this to your heart and believe that you are able and worthy. And there are no victims. We come into these lifetimes with these situations. And we love it here. We love these situations that we set up for ourselves, for soul growth. So there's no pity. Mm-hmm. No pity. You did this on purpose for you to overcome, and you can, and watch the miracles happen.
Okay.
I'm rooting for you.
I'm putting out very good energy your way.
Really? Thank you.
You're welcome, honey.
Can you maybe pick up on my son? His name is Maximilian.
I'll do it because it's one caller per person, and there are some others. So I'll terms of how he's doing, you mean?
Yeah, is he on the right path?
How old is he?
He's 18 or 17.
He needs a little encouragement. You need to give him a little bit more feedback about what you think. Don't hold back.
He's still right. That's exactly what I said to Michael today. I said, you know, we need to be more supportive. We need to be more, you know, you're doing great. We're so proud of you. I just said that today.
There you go.
Okay.
So this is validation again. So with that, because I need to move on, but with that, know that your guidance is very good. You are very hooked in to your guidance because you're saying you're right on point and they're validating what is important to do and you're doing it. So just keep following your gut.
All right. Thank you so much. And thanks for
you're welcome. I'm hugging you.
Friend to my sister. Thank you. You're such a great friend to my sister. I appreciate it a lot.
Aw, Gwen, thank you. You know, you should hang on and take a listen to who's next.
Well, I would, but I'm out to dinner.
Okay.
She's hiding
in a restaurant.
There you go.
Yeah, right? I'm outside in the corner, hiding in the corner.
Beautiful. I'm glad you called.
All right. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Happy birthday.
Thank you. Hi. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye. All right. Wow.
Yeah. Who do we
all
have
right,
next?
All right. Moving on. We got a bunch of people here. So the next caller we have up is from Falmouth, Massachusetts. I believe it is Claudia. You are on the air.
Thank you.
Hello.
Hi. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Yes. How are you?
I'm well, and it was just wonderful to hear Gwen. She just moved me years.
Yeah.
So, because I have a special connection with Gwen. We kind of go way back, so it's really was great to hear her.
Yeah.
Over the last couple of months, there's just been a lot of strange and weird things happening in my life.
Okay.
I lost a brother-in-law quite suddenly, and my job is really, at this point, I just need some guidance on where to go professionally, what's in my best interest, what's in my future, what should I be pursuing.
Okay. You are presently working?
Yes.
Okay.
My company's in the process of being acquired, and I am being I've been assigned to one of the companies that is acquiring chunks of the company that I work for, and it's been very odd and very weird. I also had a job interview last week for a very high profile company, and passed their interview process, was not offered a job, and just need to know what should I be focusing on over the next 3 to 6 months.
Mm-hmm. Do you feel that your job might be replicated and you would be like a duplication and then you would be forced out?
Yes. Yes, yeah. I think they're yes.
Yeah. Okay. So it's they say you're on the move. So this is a good thing. I don't see you there for very long, but I feel like you're marking time. I think you go on your own accord, but it's right before they say, I'm sorry, you have to go. I think you acquire another job. It's like in the nick of time. And it's not a bad thing. It's not like it's a race and there's doom and anything like that. It's just the timing is pretty amazing. Let's see about jobs and when. Feels like in a few weeks you could have an offer.
Okay.
Do you do programming? Or are you a
what
systems
do you mean by
administrator?
That? I'm a technical program manager for a certification program for an IT company.
Yeah, there you go. Okay. And I'm not in the field, but they give me these terms. Okay, yeah. Going in. It feels like you have the upper hand and you're in control of this. It doesn't feel like you're in any weak position. Feels like you could command what your salary would be even.
Mm-hmm.
You've been doing this for quite a while, haven't you?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah, so you're an expert and you could like if they gave you a few less vacation days or sick days, you could ask for more and get it.
Okay.
You could ask for more money if it's a little too low.
Yeah.
I see you very bright. I see you beaming at the next job. I see you, oh, gosh. Is there a part of you that's rageful?
Yes.
Is there anger?
Yes.
Is it that your peace was disrupted?
Yes, and it's also that there was no my job role is someone who doesn't even know how to do it has been given my job role in one of the companies that's acquiring us. And I've been, and where my skills and talents could have been used and assigned to, I have not. So there's three acquisitions taking place, and I've been just kind of shoved into the last one, which is beyond my understanding. And it's, yes, it's made me angry. It's made me feel very hurt. And it, there's been the internal struggle of am I of value or have I no value? And yet I know I have value, but the situation makes it hard to hang on to that.
I'm going to burst your anger balloon for you, and I think you'll be happy.
Thank you.
The Jesus thing comes in. Forgive them, for they do not know what they are doing.
Okay.
However this has gone down, it has nothing to do with you. You're not supposed to be there anymore. The contract is over. At some point, you're leaving. You have to move on. So this entire drama, however it looks like you're being minimized, shoved aside, your worth is being minimized, it has nothing to do with you. It's the way to move you out. It's the way to have you further your career in a setting that's better for you. So you actually can let it go. You actually can accept this is it. You can actually get to that place at some point of laughing about it. If you actually find humor in this and say, wow, look at the way it was set up. Look at the way the universe created this cuckamonga story where it makes no sense that with my expertise and now I'm this, that you have the opportunity to go to a place of a lower vibration of the anger, or you can spiritually transcend it, and you can see that, in fact, this is extremely purposeful because it really doesn't make sense.
Right. No, it doesn't.
The forgive them for they don't know what they are doing. The they don't know what they are doing looks like it's the Three Stooges, right, bungling.
Yes.
And, right, yeah?
Yes, absolutely.
But that is what it's supposed to be. It's supposed to not make sense, because if it made sense, you wouldn't be in this situation. You would be valued and you'd be in.
Right.
Does that make sense?
Yes. Yes.
It had to make complete not sense in order to get you on the verge of leaving.
Got it.
A sense would only keep you there.
Right.
You would be valued, you would be in, you would be higher and everything.
So
this is brilliant. This is where the universe they say the universe conspires.
Yep.
The universe just conspired, and it's perfect. So you actually can, when you go to the place of acceptance, you're no longer fighting it. You don't need the rage or the anger or the sad. You don't even need it anymore. Now, mind you, I do need to clarify, because some people listening might say, well, she's allowed to be angry. That's human. Sure. I'm not saying don't feel.
Right.
What
right,
I'm saying
right.
is that you can feel it because you're having a human experience, but then decide how deep you want it to go and how long you want to hold on to it.
Okay. No, I'd like to let go of it right now. So if you can help me let
you
go
can.
Of it, I'd love
you
that.
Can. It's wonderful. I wish I remember a Wayne Dyer audio tape of one of the books, an audio book I listened to years ago. And he said, you just change your thinking. Like, snap. You can wake up one day and say, I've decided I'm going to do this differently. And you could save yourself 20 years of therapy. What about the people who go into the rooms of recovery? One day they say, I'm not going to drink. They didn't need like 5 years to make the decision. They just do it. So we can do that with our thoughts as well. This is about perception.
Okay.
Our mind can change a timeline. Our mind, our thoughts can change an outcome.
Okay.
So you can actually start giggling. When you get to the point, honey, of giggling, you've won.
Okay. And then
you serenity prayer, like I said before.
Okay.
You know, you do what's in your control.
Yep.
You know, you sit, you do your job, you speak up if something's wrong, you look elsewhere, you pray, right? You can ask for miracles, go about your business, and imagine it's already done. I am working in a company that values me for blah, 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 and I'm remunerated for my work. I'm working with wonderful colleagues and blah, blah, blah. And you don't say I will be or it's going to
right.
happen. Make it is already done.
Yeah.
That's the highest frequency. And then you go from where you're at and you can draw yourself to that outcome.
Okay. And do you have any other insights as to my next position or my next job?
Do you do any marketing? Do you do any pitching of software? Or is this all internal, more with code and project management?
It's more internal with It's more internal.
Okay. So let's go in. I don't know if you've had this title before. I don't know what the title is, but I don't know if you've had this title before, but I see people, they're extending themselves to you. It feels like you're an authority. There's a product, I feel, that you're supervising a product. Let's see if they'll even give this, because I also see a patent. I see something that's a brand, and you covet it. But it's not yours. I don't think you create it, but I think that you're in charge of a product.
Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense?
It could, yep.
That you could do that.
Yep.
You also legislate decisions. There's a lot of delegation. There is detail-orientedness involved. You definitely speak up. So I see you in meetings, and you're proposing things. I don't think you need training. I think that's already done. But I see you speaking. So it's as if there's a conference room, and you definitely have say, and you are heard. You have not been heard, have you?
Not a lot, no.
No, you're going to be heard. So
I'm working for a company as opposed to working for myself, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
You mean versus being a consultant?
Yeah.
I think you work for a company. I don't think you're on your own. I feel like there are a bunch of people around you. It feels very comforting to me.
Oh, good. Okay. Excellent.
They say it's like a new lease on life. You get a new chapter.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be exciting. Pull out all the doldrums that are around you. Go around and see where you feel low and if there's anything you need to address in your life that's holding you back because those are blocks. And then you'll be more free. You'll feel lighter.
Okay.
I hope this assisted.
Yes, I think it absolutely has.
Oh, so glad. Good to hear your voice.
Thank you very much, Joni.
You're welcome,
Thanks,
honey pie. Have a good night.
Thanks, you too.
Thanks.
Okay. Joni.
Shall we keep going?
Yes. Okay, there's a couple of people who've been waiting quite a long time. So the next caller, actually, you know what? These two people that we previously had calls from had messaged me and told me, so I need to ask permission before I call in anyone else. The way, if you're calling in on your phone, you need to press *2 to raise your hand. In that way, I know that you want a reading. So I have, okay, so here we go. We have Donna on the line. Donna, last four digits are 0082. You're on the air.
Hey, Michelle. It's Donna.
How are you, girlfriend?
I'm good. I'm okay.
Wow. Donna's a blast from the past. She was one of my first clients ever.
Wow.
Oh, my God, Donna.
Nice.
I'm so psyched that you're here.
I know. It's cool.
All right, well, I'm not going to take any time reminiscing. I want you to get what you're here to get from Joni, who's the icon of wisdom and guidance and talent. So there you go. Go for it.
And I thought you always were, so Well,
we're
right.
different.
Well, I am, but not
compliment
not
each other. We definitely have. There are many icons around the world.
Thank you, Donna. All right, so go ahead.
I guess I'll just do a general because I got many questions, and
we'll see what they have to say.
Yeah.
Let's do it. Let's see. What's this roller coaster feeling that you have?
Oh.
Is this internal or is this life? Is this physical? Like there are waves that you go through, or is this life right now?
I think it's life.
Okay. Okay, so I see you in one of those roller coaster cars, and your shoes are on too tight. So I go, you know, when I get these channels, I can ask really fast and go back and forth, like, what the heck? What does that mean? And does she have foot problems? No, you're taking things too seriously. Do you have a glass of water by you? Or a bottle of water?
Yes.
Have a sip of water. They're already working on you. Do you have a sugar issue? Do you either love sugar or you have, like sometimes your sugar levels go up with bloods?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. So this is tension, and do you also feel that you're very sensitive?
Yes.
Yeah. And that's okay, by the way, okay? So when people say, oh, you're too sensitive, that's usually a diss. But we come in, there are different types of souls, and some are more sensitive than others, and oftentimes they're empaths. So you're taking on a lot of people's crap. Does that sound right?
Yeah, it could sound right.
Okay. So know where you end and they begin. Know that everyone has their own story, their own troubles, and that you have your story, and so you have to decide how much you would take on of another. When a person is that sensitive, it's sometimes difficult to stop. Doesn't mean they don't want you to feel or care anymore or comfort, but you're going to need to know what your limits are. Okay? So
okay.
Back to the taking things too seriously. They just want me to tell you, you're a soul that comes down into a body to have a spiritual experience, and that it's like a movie. And that you put a few obstacles down on your timeline in a pre-birth planning session before you came into this life. Some struggles. And you did it on purpose, and we all do this, because we love it here, and it's a kick-ass planet. And so sometimes you're getting in the thick of things, and you're forgetting. Now, we all have the veil that's put over us when we get born. The veil is the veil of unknowing or the veil of forgetfulness. So we forget our plan and we forget that we're all one. We forget that we're eternal. So you got really stuck in the thick of things and you're taking it as if what you see before you is just, it is, that's it. And there's so much more going on, that there are spiritual reasons for things. And that no one's a victim, neither are you, and that everything is divinely ordered, even if it looks like crap. It's still okay. So they want you to work on pulling out of some of the drama, breathing, resting, comforting yourself. You know, I've said it before on the show and other places, when the oxygen masks come down in the plane, you have to put yours on first, before you give it to the next one. So
right.
Work on your oxygen mask first. There are a lot of people, they have their own oxygen masks, and they can put theirs on, but I think you're giving them yours, and then it becomes hard to breathe. So regarding the sugar issue, that's tension, and that's worry. Can I do this? Is it possible? Am I really going to be able to do this? How am I going to figure this out? That's being more in your head, which is a common human trap. We're taught to think so much and analyze, but actually when we pull out of our head and we go into our heart, that's where all the knowing is. So by your increasing, you're trusting the universe, trusting the process, trusting that everything is unfolding divinely order, and having faith Do you believe, do you have faith in something bigger than you?
Yes.
Okay, that's a really good thing. So with your faith and the trust, it's easier to kind of give up some of the control and allow for things to unfold and to not know the outcome. By your trying to get into the gray area, to be in that, I don't know what's going to happen. I don't know how I'm going to control this. That is a win for you. If you can sit in the unknowing, you will grow exponentially as a soul. Then the worry goes down because you give it up. You give it up. You let it go. You say, you take care of it. I did my, again, serenity prayer. You know it?
Yes.
The serenity prayer I love. I'm going to do what's in my control. I'm going to let the rest go. And you all on the other side, I know you love me. You've got my back. You're my safety net. I know you, you know what I want. I know you love me. And may you please assist whatever is for my highest good and the highest good of all. Thank you. And then you'll rest. Your blood pressure goes down, the tension and worry goes down. And I see, I'm not a doctor. Please, your healthcare professional. This is for entertainment purposes only. I had to say that. You might see your sugar levels go down. Meditate, yoga, walk, swim, go in an Epsom salt bath or a sea salt bath, get some sun, see a cute movie, hold a puppy or a kitten. All those things can shift your biorhythm and your mind. And then when you get to that place spiritually that you know that all is well, the roller coaster starts leveling out and it becomes a kiddie ride.
Okay.
And then your shoes don't hurt anymore. Do you have foot issues?
No.
Okay, so it was total metaphor.
Yeah.
What do you make of what they said of this reading? What's your impression of this?
I don't know if it's talking about, I think the biggest struggle I'm having right now is in a master's program for psychiatric nurse practitioner.
And yeah.
I'm struggling really bad. I failed the class. I'm retaking it now, but I'm struggling and I'm wondering, can I do this?
What's the most difficult part of the concept of being a psychiatric nurse?
Having to learn this stuff? What do you, I don't know.
Is it the content? Do you feel that this is your calling?
Well, I'm actually a psychiatric nurse right now. I'm going for a nurse practitioner.
Oh, okay. So it's a level up.
A master's program, yeah.
Yep.
And I've never been great at learning, but it's something I really want to do. It just stresses me out.
So what I see you doing, I see you praying, and you can ask the other side for assistance. So you can ask the other side to you know, pull in the scholars. The scholars, the ones that know this material. Only the ones of the highest of Christ-like consciousness. You want the highest enlightened ones that are the scholars regarding this material and ask them to assist you. And then also you can ask angels to clear your mind because that could be where the stress is coming from, the worry and the stress, and see if that helps. And if for some reason you're not able to do it, then it's a sign. Then it means that you're not to. But to pull out all the punches and ask for divine assistance is important.
Okay.
When my son has gone for tests in high school, I said, just call upon the physics scholars, you know, call upon AP English scholars, whatever. And then he would go to school,
right.
And that's what you just do. You just ask for them to come in.
I have a question for Donna. Have you experienced this before, like kind of failing the test? At first?
Well, this is the first class I've ever failed, but when I went to nursing school, I got like C's, and I guess I have failed a test, yeah, but not a class.
Well, so anyway, Joni, like I know Donna, and she's incredibly, incredibly smart, and she doesn't ever give herself enough credit.
Okay.
And I'm so psyched to see and hear that you are reaching, like that next awesome level. She's come so far. Amazing.
I know.
So that's a little insight for you, Joni. And
yes.
Donna, like, know that I have the utmost faith in you. There's no doubt in my mind that you can do it. But I just wanted to give Joni that extra little bit of history.
Oh, that helps.
So that helps you at all. Yep.
Find that centered place. And you can also do what I had suggested with the other reading is you say it's already done.
Right.
I'm already at that level. The test is passed and I now have this degree.
Okay.
Make it a done deal.
And I guess what Michelle was saying, I never thought I would be able to go to nursing school in general and never mind get through it, but I got through it. So
that's what I mean,
so
Donna.
You
that's
can
what
stop
I mean,
pinching
you
yourself because you're there
yeah.
already. You did it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Here,
you're
real, and maybe there's a part of you that isn't connected with the fact that it's happening. So you could be in a floating type of an energy situation. You want to plant your feet down. Imagine like there's a program, and you take your body and you like as if you're a cardboard figure and you place it down like as if there's a game board, you know, with the person, and you put yourself down there and then be there. Make it real. It's real.
Okay.
You did it.
All right.
You did it. You need to acknowledge it for yourself. Make it real. Beautiful. It's a coup.
Right.
And then when you connect yourself to the fact that you're here and you're doing it, you might actually connect to the material. It's possible that you're floating above the material and that you're not connecting with it because you're not connecting with the fact that you did it. Give yourself more than a pat on the back. Give yourself a medal.
Okay.
Yeah. Give yourself the A or the P for pass.
Right.
Whatever it is. Is it a P? Is it a licensing exam or is it a semester course?
I'm in a 2.5-year course.
So it's a course. You have to.
It's
you're trying to pass
program.
A certain course right now.
Right, but I'm in a master's program.
Right,
so
right. So I don't know if it's pass, fail, or if it's graded. Whatever it is, give yourself whatever you would get.
Okay.
And the credits, matriculated.
All right. Great.
I hope this assisted.
Yes. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Donna,
good luck
thank you
to you.
For calling. Good.
By the way, I was a licensed clinical psychiatric social worker.
Were you? That's cool.
Yeah, I was in LCSW in New York City for 10 years.
Oh, wow. That's awesome.
Yeah, so I'm rooting for you. I get it.
Yeah.
I get it. There's a lot of material.
Right.
Yeah.
All right.
Donna, you can do it. There is no doubt in my mind that it's done for you. All right? Just connect with that. Oh, my God.
Okay.
Let us know. Let us know how you do.
All right. Well, Michelle, sorry. Brianna's graduating Saturday with her BSN.
My God. That's awesome.
Yeah. So that's pretty
cool. Tell her I said congratulations and tell Shauna that I think about her often, as I do you, and I wish you guys the best. And stay in touch. Let me know what's going on.
All right, I will.
Okay.
Thank you so much. All right.
You're
thanks
welcome.
For calling in, Donna.
Luck.
Thank you.
All right.
Awesome.
Bye.
Wow. Tonight is
good
so
news.
Cool. All right. We have one more caller who's been so patient. The last four digits, I'm unmuting you now, are 7095. Calling in, it says Laconia, New Hampshire. I don't have a name, so you're on the air.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi. Michelle and Joni, it's Jeanette.
Hi, Jeanette.
Hi.
How are you doing?
I'm doing well, thank you.
How can I assist?
Well, I'm going to be open and see what I need to know.
Okay, general reading. Let's see. Is there something new that's going on? You feel a little uncomfortable about it?
It's not new. It's old, very old.
And you're feeling uncomfortable? Or you're not used to it?
No, that's the problem. I just keep going around. I can't seem to, you know, it keeps playing over and over. It's like the monkey on my back that I just can't seem to.
Would you like to share what it is?
I've got this, you know, I've been depressed my entire life, and I have this, you know, kind of like a death wish. I've wanted to die since I was little.
Yeah.
I just seem to keep repeating, you know, the lessons that, you know, I'm trying to live. I mean, you know, I'm trying to be joyful. I'm trying to, you know, it's almost like I'm rebelling about, and I know that I chose to come back here, but I have done everything I can to kind of stick my feet in the mud and kind of get like, what am I doing here? I don't get the point. I keep going over the lessons. I'm not getting it.
Okay, I'm going to go in, but before I do, because I feel that I must say this, and you'll understand when I say it, you will understand why I say it. Please see your medical professional if you feel that you might have suicidal ideation, where you might be feel that you are of that you might harm yourself or others. Call 911 if you feel that it is an emergency.
Yep. No, I'm not suicidal. Thank you.
I know.
Thank
I
you.
Just, but
yep.
I'm.
Yes.
I had to
yeah,
say
I know.
That. Okay.
I
no,
know.
I just had.
Yep.
You know. Yeah.
Yep.
Okay. Now I'm
okay.
Back with you. I'm going to go in. Because I'm the spiritualist for entertainment purposes only, and you know why I'm saying that, to find out where this comes from, because this is not, it's not centered, it's not balanced to have the death wish as a young child. So I'm going to find out where. Ah, okay. So for you and the listeners, I think you might know, you might not, that we play in the light and the dark. We have crummy things done to us, and we do crummy things to others to balance our souls for soul growth opportunity. You were in Cancun. You were raped. You were tortured, and you were murdered. Do you have a glass of water by you? Bottled water,
yes.
Or something liquid
water.
To drink? Preferably not
yes.
Alcohol?
Yes, no, I don't drink. No, I have water.
You have, so have a sip. They're working on you. Does your head ever get foggy or fuzzy or lightheaded
mm-hmm.
or, like, off or migrainy, but it feels like it's fuzzy?
Yes, and I –
brain fog or memory loss
yep.
for a sec?
Yes.
You get that. How long have you had that? Years? Up to 7 years?
Probably like 2012, so probably 5 years maybe.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Okay. So we're going in. We're working on you. I don't even know what this is. I think it has something to do with trucks and maybe cars. There's a capacitor. Does that make sense? Is that part of a truck or a car, a capacitor?
My father was killed in a car accident when I was 10.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Is that it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
That's when it's, I mean, yeah, yep.
That's around the time when you started having that?
I was always oppressed as a child, but that sort of, that was like the demarcation of.
Yes, the
yeah.
car.
That's when I learned how to disassociate.
Yes, and that's the head thing. Okay, so we have the other lifetime of Cancun, and we have this death of your dad by car when you're 10. So we've got a trigger. Okay, so we have the other lifetime bleed through effect into this one. We have your dad's car accident death that brings this Cancun up, and it's just death. It's like just a real death thing. I mean, between Cancun and dad, the loss and your death. It's just, can we just be reunited, and can I just get the heck out of here, have another sip of water? This is really, okay. Do you have lavender oil?
I do not.
Okay. Whenever you want to, you can pick up a little bit of lavender oil. It's a calmer. So you can open up the bottle and you put it underneath your nose like smelling salts, and it'll bring you down a notch. Lavender would work well with you. And also, if you ever wanted to take a bath, put a drop in. It's quite strong, so you wouldn't need more than a drop. Some people put in more than that, but for you, they say like a drop. Going into Cancun first. A lot of drama. They're working on your mind, body, and soul. I mean, they're doing a real makeover, but it's a lot with your head. But your whole body, you're getting a real, it's great. You're getting a makeover. It's very, very important. Your body in over there is not doing well. And it stops you here, and it makes you feel low. There's sadness, and it just sucks. This is going to go on for about a day, okay? It's going to be like rebirth. It's fabulous. It's like you're going to be put in like one of these weekend luxurious spas. They're going to work on you, every aspect, down to the enamel on your teeth.
Nice.
Everything. It's gorgeous. Your lips, do you have an issue with your lips? Do they get dry? Do they get puffy out of nowhere? Do you get canker sores or herpes sores there?
Yes, I do have, I get herpes. I get cold sores.
The cold sores, yeah. So they're even going to be working on the lips. It's going even to there. And I think that has to do with the rape. So this is all, it's gorgeous what's going on. It's dredging up a lot of stuff. If you feel nervous in the next few hours, just contact me. Just go to my website, joniswhitelighthealing.com, and message me. And even if we have to speak on the phone, just, you know, you're fine. There's nothing wrong. But if you feel nervous and you don't want to deal with it, then I have a session from 7:30 to 8 Eastern Standard Time, but call after 8 if you need to. Or just message me. And I'll type, or Facebook me, and we'll type.
Okay.
Let's get rid of the karma. You blame yourself in that lifetime. You say
inside. I blame myself for everything in this. I mean, I take on this, like.
Yes.
It's all
my
fault.
Yes, because that lifetime was such a wallapalooza, the way it ended, that it's just very deep. It's just very, they said mind, body, and soul. It goes deep. So you're okay. It's wonderful. It's to be released right now. So you say inside, I forgive myself. You are. And it was like lead. Oh, it was like lead holding you down here.
That's my feet are. I drag my feet. They feel like they're lead. My feet.
They're
going to
be higher. They're going to be. You're going to be above ground, right? You are down in the earth. You're going to move up. You're going to be on the ground with all of us. You are sunken in. Forgive everyone. Ask for everyone's forgiveness. Please forgive me because I had unforgiveness towards you. Thank God for this life lesson. Have another sip of water. Look at you. There's a lot of healing going on. It's phenomenal. Let's take care of what happened with Dad and when this started, the sinking here. He's with you. He talks to you. He glows. I see his essence. He shimmers. He has a wonderful opalescent type of a shimmer glow. He's about a foot away from you. He talks to you. He assists you. He's never been gone. He's always there. He tends to your needs. If you want him to do something, hey, can you do this for me? Can you talk to me about this? He does. He supplies. He's very reverent to you. He feels very sorry that he had to go. He had other things he had to take care of. He was not supposed to be here anymore. Okay. There's a part of you that's blaming yourself that you could have done something about this. Does that make sense? Even the child could have thought
that? No, not with his death. Nope, not with his death.
Okay.
Nope.
There's a higher something there about feeling out of control. There's maybe something I could have done. So that just needed to be said. It's not conscious.
That actually was with my marriage, because I was in a my ex-husband was very extremely violent. He actually I have a permanent restraining order on him, and he kind of threatened to kill me, and so that makes sense with that relationship.
Okay, so in terms of the unconscious and something floating out there in the stratosphere, there is something though about Dad, about wishing that you could have helped or been there or something. It's a child wish that isn't necessarily rational, but kids come up with things.
Mm-hmm.
We're pulling things out of you. There's a calming mechanism that they're putting in play for you. There's a ricochet sound like a bullet that I don't like. So something happened in a lifetime, and it's very mesmerizing, and I don't like it. Sounds like a bullet was shot, and then it ricochets off, and it keeps going, wee, 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 and it's maddening, so that's coming off. We're just going to, because we're probably going to have to stop, the show's winding up, to calm you and bring you to a place of peace. Let's just get rid of a lot of karma. So we're going to take all the lifetimes across all time and space where there's fury, anger, where your judgment was poor, where you went out on a limb for others and people didn't understand, where damage was done, where people were infuriated by you for what you did, where there were missteps that were taken, and anything else not aforementioned that would cause you to have the death wish, to be dissatisfied, to have any sense of fury, rage, pity, to not be attaining what you wish for, and to not be able to see your dad's glow. And we ball them all up across all time and space. There are a lot. They're about 100. That's going to help. You're going to feel differently because we're lifting about 100 of these lifetimes. And you say inside, I forgive myself. Oh, look at you. Do you like fruit?
I can't have fruit.
Are you allergic or is it a diet?
I have fructose malabsorption, so I can't. It causes pain.
Very interesting. I'll get to that in one sec. Forgive everyone and forgive everything. Ask for everyone's forgiveness. Yeah. And that restraining order is very good. They're very glad you have that. Thank God for these life lessons. Let me just get to the fruit. You were bonked over the head with a coconut. That started it. That started it. It was the coconut thing. And I feel it right in the front of my head. Wow. Okay, so we're just working through that. They're taking care. They're putting information all over you about the juiciness and the ripeness. They're going to work on you regarding this. I will just put out the intention that after this call, they're going to go through layers with you regarding the fruit injury and the absorption issue, because the goal is ultimately for you to be able to do this.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, and that's what they say. I hope this assisted you.
Yes, thank you so much. Thank you.
You're welcome. Good luck,
thank
honey.
Thank you for calling in.
Thanks,
bye.
Michelle. We'll talk soon. Okay, bye.
Yes, bye. Yes. Bye. All right. Wow. Wow.
A lot of stuff here. It seems the Serenity Prayer came through with
so many
most
calls,
folks.
So many courageous people. And it's been awesome.
Thank
like,
you all
really,
for calling
really
in. Wonderful to be of service.
I thank every single one of you, because every single one of you asking for help has helped someone who's listening and who will listen to the podcast when it's posted online. So we have to end now. I know, Joni, you have your clients waiting for you. So we're going to sign off from the Soul Universe and know that next month on Monday, June 12th, correct, Joni?
I think so. That's so, yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So I will be posting that on my website this weekend.
That's
and,
June?
That information.
June 12th?
For June.
Yep.
Yep, because this is May. Yep. And we will go from there. So, everyone, thank you so much. And, Joni, thank you. Like, wow, what a powerful evening. So many callers, so much courage.
Thank you for hosting.
So much incredible advice. All right, everyone. For now, we are signing off, but we are never, never not here for you. We're always here. So have a great night. Thank you.